Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're tackling a simple question. What is good gas mileage anymore? Meg Talikoff and Christine Oculo from our Possibly team are here to fill us in. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Megan.
So my instinct is that you want as many miles per gallon as possible, right?
Yeah, that's true. But it turns out there's a little more to it than that.
Okay, tell me more.
First, let's have a tiny refresher on why gas mileage even matters.
Transportation sector, how we move around, how we get our things delivered, is the largest portion of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions right now.
That's Costa Samaras. He directs the Scott Institute for Energy Innovation at Carnegie Mellon University. He also used to work on clean energy for the White House.
Costa recently co-authored a paper that showed unless we really reduce our transportation emissions, it's going to be hard to keep climate change in check.
What do you mean? What aren't we doing that we need to be doing?
To meet our climate goals, the transportation sector in 2050 should only generate 10 to 20% of the emissions that it did in 2005.
One of the simplest ways to make that happen is to switch over to electric vehicles.
But we'd have to make that change really fast. We really couldn't be selling anything other than electric cars after around 2035.
Wow, that seems really soon. Is that likely to happen?
In some places. For example, 50% of all new car sales in China right now are electric or plug-in hybrids.
But the U.S. is not going that fast. As Costa says,
we will always need to go faster. There's no possible way that we're going fast enough because we have to get to zero emissions as soon as possible.
Okay, so we have a ways to go, but it's also really abstract. Can you translate the big picture issues into steps that each of us can actually take?
Yes. Let's get back to gas mileage.
The reality is that we need a framework shift. No gas mileage is good gas mileage because we need to go electric.
So we have to get rid of all of our gas-powered cars?
Eventually, yes. But nobody's telling people to throw away perfectly good conventional cars to get electric ones.
Don't stress about filling the tank you already have. Just when the time comes to make a switch, get the most efficient car that you can.
Hopefully it's electric. Maybe it's plug-in hybrid. Maybe it's hybrid. The jump to a new car should be as clean as possible for each individual household that makes sense for them.
That's the first step towards making your car emissions closer to zero.
What do you mean by closer? I thought electric cars didn't create emissions.
Well, nothing comes out of the tailpipe, but electricity has to come from somewhere. Unless that source is renewable, it creates emissions.
But no matter where your electricity comes from, in almost every case, electric cars create fewer emissions.
Why?
Electric motors are just way more efficient than gas motors. You can see how much more efficient by looking at the number of miles per kilowatt hour an EV gets.
Plus, as we get more of our electricity from sources like wind and solar power, greenhouse gas emissions from the electricity we use to run our EVs will drop even further.
Thanks to a bunch of recent policies, buying an electric car shouldn't be more expensive than buying a conventional one.
And fueling your car with electricity is consistently cheaper than filling up your tank with gas.
The decisions we make about new vehicles now will make a huge difference because cars last a really long time. The car you get tomorrow could be on the road in 2040.
So when the time comes to get a new car, you can do your part by going electric.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Megan, Christine. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.